Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Cafe Esoterica Radio. This is your hostess, Shawn Margaret Cohen, and I'm back with my new podcast all about healing the heart called The Shape of My Heart. I want to explore the subject of unresolved emotions like fear, heartbreak, abandonment, childhood wounds, grief, and loss, and any other subject that's lost healthy love. And I want to share my techniques, which I've used over many decades with myself, as well as my clients and students, to heal these issues once and for all. So pull up a cozy chair as the autumn leaves fall and the winter winds whip, and settle in. Why not pour yourself a nice cappuccino or herbal tea or perhaps some old wine and listen to stories taken from my own life's experiences as well as my many, many, many clients and students and your calls. We'd love to have your calls about heartbreak and how to heal it. I'm taking you deep within the heart of the matter every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. UK time, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 11 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, and worldwide. Just find your time zone and dive in. You can share your stories of love, heartbreak, and loss too, and victory over adversity in our chat room as we go live on blogtalkradio.com, and also follow us on Stitcher, Podbean, TuneIn, and Spotify. And email the show, please do. We'd love to have your emails on The Shape of My Heart by Shawn M. Cohen at gmail.com. Call in the show, please. We'd love to have your calls on area code 516-387-1492. And we have our own private Facebook group. So if you want to do all the techniques and follow along with us, please go to Facebook and just put in the search, The Shape of My Heart, and we'd love to have you there. Let's get healed. Welcome to my new heartfelt podcast. I'm so pleased to be back and have you with me, called The Shape of My Heart. How's the shape of your heart? Let's find out together, shall we?
Hello in Blog Talk Radio land. Hello in YouTube land. Hello in Instagram. And I'm just trying to a little bit of organization. So what happened last week? So some of my models here, not further. Hold on. I'm just putting my phone there so people can see. That's good. Oh, okay. So I will be turning left and right just so the people here can see. And I'm sorry, if I was a rich girl with a big studio, who knows what could happen. But that's not the case. Having been a spirit teacher 40 years, no regrets here in London. It's freezing cold, raining. It's been raining all day. It's kind of the perfect atmosphere. The theme of tonight, or today, or this morning, wherever you are in London. I really want to explore, as I say in the intro, I'm really interested in what happens in the emotional context of heartbreak, why we have heartbreak, how we feel. I was in a pretty terrible place. And I see that a lot of it is the old person. So, I mean, that although the world is going through all this lockdown and COVID and whatever. People are going through their own personal. They're going through fear, tremendous fear. They're going through, anxiety and depression, and I'm going to lose my business, I'm going to lose my significant person in my life. And some people have, some people have done that. And so each week, do the show. I've selected it to be a 12-week podcast. You know me, I'm the host, creator of Cafe Esoterica Radio, which ran on Blog Radio 3 years, right? And we had the best guests in my audience. So anything to do with the mind, anything to do with the esoteric knowledge or spirituality, divination, and the holistic health body, then that was, we had the best people on my show. And I loved them all, and I thought they were all fabulous, and they all did a stellar job, and I could not talk that. If you want to go back and listen to any of those shows, it would be great to do so. You know, please do. They're all listed at Cafe Esoterica Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And even this podcast, Shape of My Heart, is listed under Cafe Esoterica Radio. Basically, just scroll down. They'll be the first ones up because they're the most recent. It is a supreme joy to bring the type of people, practitioners, healers, and light workers, all walks, right, to the audience, the World Wide Web, because they don't get enough press, they don't get enough interviews, they don't get enough TV, they don't get enough radio, they don't get enough attention, basically. And we provide very good services, excellent services. And, you know, as the world is waiting for the vaccine to come and you in the arm and you can go out again, which is a big joke in the world. One of our guests on my show a couple years back, and everything he said just liquid gold that comes out of his mouth. He is extremely truth-telling. He will tell you the truth. And he thinks the COVID vaccine is the most deadliest, ridiculous thing that ever existed. First of all, it's develop a vaccine, not 6 months. And if you stick something in your arm, it has to go through your bloodstream, you might want to think twice. It will help you. You know, you're so worried about dying from COVID. Up your immune system with vitamin C, D3, and zinc, and be a little better off than most people. These are the things you're not being told, right? So, I think that's all my stuff. If you want to see my opinion that I discovered about them, please go to my Facebook page, which is under Sean Margaret, which is my middle name, Cohen. Cohen, just Facebook, Sean Margaret Cohen. You'll see that. Now, I'm almost up to my friend's limit, so that's hurry up, almost 5,000. I have been a big believer in medicine since I graduated nursing school in 1983. You know, who run the world are mostly out for money, not out for your health, and they're definitely not out for your well-being. And I just looked for a role in the market. I know that I've been suffering. I know that I went through some really, you know, brand stuff, let's just call that, in the last couple of years. And I thought to myself, why didn't I do a podcast about heartbreak? No one in Nebraska experienced this. But also, I've therapy and be training as a therapist and read this book and am always signing up to the comments that are on the beautiful comments that are on. We don't know that, but the shift does loads of them, and also some of the holistic practitioners I mentioned do various fun. And they're free, you know, just glorious. You can buy it if you want, and you know, later, if you can't, we're all in lockdown, most of us. Lockdown's supposed to be today in London. I don't know what's going to happen. Or how you can have a lockdown and then, hey, let's go save all the stores falling, you know, through COVID. You know, our great London is a huge metropolitan city. It's really easy. You know, if you're not buying goods, how are these stores going to stay open? That's 9 months is this year, you know? It's enough already. You know, the percentage of death through COVID is 1%. It's a fact. Go look up. You know, but that's not the topic tonight. But lying to the public brings suffering. And that is the topic tonight. Okay? Why do we suffer? What is it? point of suffering? Have you ever asked yourself this question? Like, you know, you may be suffering from a physical ailment, you may be suffering from a heartbreak, you may be suffering from the loss of a son, through grief, or they met, or, you know, whatever. You may be suffering from abuse, you may be suffering from mental illness, you may be suffering from addiction, whatever it is. Why do we have suffering on earth? You could ask why we walk on two legs instead of four. And some of you will say, well, we come from monkeys and we evolved. I don't believe that. I'm not from a monkey. But there is a spiritual process. And throughout the spiritual process, you're learning about yourself. Now let's dive deep in this. So if you're here and you're on the chat, please do. You're going to find me live on YouTube right now. And let me just make a little announcement to my people and just say that I am live right now. And okay, sorry, so it's just me, producer, technician. My kingdom for a sound technician. Let's see, blogtalkradio.com/cafe esoterica with two E's, a cafe esoterica radio. If you go there, you find me. That's where I am right now. Okay, so here's my notes. We've come with my notes. And I want to just talk a little bit about some technical difficulties. Last week, when I was listening to Blog Radio back, which I do listen to every show, it came in and out of the sound. But, you know, one second you hear me go in and out. And on my laptop, live streaming YouTube at the same time that I'm, you know, doing my broadcast, the blog to Apple Radio. So my internet, which I didn't know. I spent most of the time getting it started with my provider. Excuse me. They actually did sort of the kind of work too slow. These things need a high, you know, they have to high sort of broadcast, and I had it, but it wasn't going to my show. So this has resolved this issue. Okay, so if you have a problem listening to the show, and of course it's going out to things like Spotify and Podbean, and I want to say hi to people listening on in these great places to listen to good podcasts, Podbean and Stitcher. So you just look for it under it'll be under Cafe Esoterica Radio, because all the others are there, or it'll be under The Shape of My Heart. I'm pretty sure under Cafe Esoterica Radio. Okay, so if you want to jogging or you're at the gym and you can't, you can go back and listen to any of these. So please do. I'd like you to do that. Okay, so do you want to join our Facebook group? We have a Facebook group where a lot of these things come up, and they come up, and a lot of these issues, emotional issues, come up for people. And I ask people in the group, would you like to talk about it? There's also other things in the group that you can, information that I post in there with every subject. So we started out the podcast, we're on number 6 now. We started out with childhood wounds, and we had grief, and we had dysfunctional families. We've had loads of issues come up. They trigger for you, or just want to share, or you want to look for more information. Balanced emotional heart is going to attract a balanced emotional heart. Let me say that again. When we have crazy relationships and that, people who are who grow up in dysfunctional families, that's why big part of it is dysfunctional families and love. The other part, which is really, you know, we have to take responsibility for them. Don't we have to say, well, maybe I act like this, or maybe I'm too, you know, too scared to get hurt or whatever. So a good therapist would sit with them and talk to you about your problems. They would work through all these things. I do offer that to my clients if they're interested. I'm also offering right now Christmas. I am a psychic medium and a spiritual teacher. I do classes in metaphysics and astrology and tarot. I'm finishing up an astrology class. They only have 4 more out of 24 weeks, 4 more weeks to go. And it's, you know, an amazing thing to see people graduate and become the workers that they want to be. Okay. So if you're interested in the new year, I'm just doing a little promotion. If you're interested in the new year, I will be running some courses. Please get in touch. You can always email me at cafe, esoterica. You can do Shape of My Heart by Sean Edwin at gmail.com. And if you are on my Facebook page, you can just write a private message. Now, I do have loads of personal clients who come to me for reading. Everything's over the internet now. Zoom, Skype, Facebook chat. Everything right now is helpful. I have a Black Friday sale, which is a Black Friday, but I'm going to extend it. Most people are in difficult circumstances, so I'm going to extend it for people. That's a nice, you know, very personal. You can buy a priced astrology cards for people. You can have one for yourself. Or if you had a baby, you know, a half price or a lovely gift to a parent or even to yourself if you're a parent. All these particular services that I offer are very spiritual, very deep. They allow the person really to know and ask loads of questions. Every tarot reading that I do is past, present, future, all the spirit messages, whether it's through passed over, guardian angel, pet, you name it, you will have the messages. That's my job. I like the telephone. I bring them there. I don't have any control over them, but I definitely have control over, you know, if they're there to be able to pass them the message. And so that's also a very beautiful experience for anyone that's gone through grief, loss, a lot of pets. I see this on Facebook a lot. You know, a lot of pets, people dying, people leaving the planet. This is a massive exodus of people leaving the planet. I wouldn't say they're all COVID, of course, but I would definitely say, you know, there's a certain time where these really want to, you know, connect with them. Please do, you know, email me or Facebook or Instagram message me, whatever you want to do. And we'll work it out. It's half price, so that's just such a great deal. All my references, plenty of references, any information about work, my website, which is tarot by Sean Cohen .weebly.com. Okay, now on to tonight's show. So, the world. And that is the theme. The world is still suffering. Even if a baby is born, mother and child are suffering greatly for that child to get here. You know, why is that? You know, what is the purpose of suffering? What is the physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual? Why do we suffer? And do we have a choice? Are we suffering needlessly? Is the way out of all suffering? And that is the question. And I'm posing that question. My audience, is there a way out of all suffering? Buddha taught all suffering was because of desire and attachment. So if you are clinging or holding on to something, right, then, you may not get what you desire, and it may cause you to suffer. Okay? give up the desire and the attachment, and apparently you won't suffer. I don't know if I really believe that in that way, but here's some information. So here's an excerpt taken from the Four Noble Truths. It was written on Sem Rinpoche, his website, and it's from www.buddhism.net. 2013-04-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3-4-3 information that I tell you, because they're profound, as Buddhism is. And this is the paper, so I'll just show it to you. I'll show it to my Instagram. There you go. I print it off. And you print it off too. And the link will be in our Facebook group of mindfulness. Alrighty. So here we go. The origin of suffering is attachment. The cessation of suffering to cessation of suffering. Number one, let's go to that. Life means suffering. Live means to suffer. Because the nature is perfect. And neither will we live. During lifetime, we inevitably have to endure physical suffering, pain, sickness, injury, tiredness, old age, and eventually we have to endure psychological suffering, sadness, also positive experiences in life that we see as the opposite of us, such as ease, comfort, and happiness. Life in its totality is in part and because our world is subject to impermanence. This means we are never able to be permanently what we strive for. And just happy moments pass on, we ourselves and our loved ones will pass away one day too. So there's that whole idea. So now, that was number one. Number two, the origin of suffering is attachment. The origin of suffering is attached to the transient things and the weaknesses thereof. Transient things do not only include the physical objects around us, but also ideas and, in a greater sense, all objects of our perception. Ignorance is the lack of understanding of how our mind is attached to impermanent things. The desire, passion, ardor, purpose, wealth, and prestige, striving for things and popularity, or in short, craving and clinging. Interesting, right? Because objects are attachment or transient, their loss is inevitable, thus creating necessary objects of attachment also the idea of self, it's a delusion because there is no abiding self. We call self is just an imagined entity. And we are merely a part of the becoming of the universe. Pretty dumb, you know. We are not even, we don't even exist. We're, there's not even self. Being an error, I definitely like self. But this is Buddhism, so let's keep going. The cessation of suffering is attained. Okay, the cessation of suffering is attained through Nirodha. Nirodha means making mental craving conceptual attachment. The noble truth expresses the idea that suffering can be ended by attaining compassion. Nirodha extinguishes all forms of attachment, overcome human activity, simply by removing the cause of suffering. That's one way, right? Attaining and perfecting dispassion is a process of many levels that ultimately results in nirvana. Nirvana means freedom from all world troubles, complexes, fabrications, and ideas. Nirvana is not comprehensible for those who have not attained it. Cessation means ending, as you didn't know. The dust is
organizations bring this path into the natural path of the self group, which is described in a detailed path. It's a middle way between the two extremes of self indulgence and excessive fortification and between these two paths. And it leads to the end of the cycle of rebirth. Black quality concerns it from other paths, which are merely wandering on the wheel of time. These two are a final object. The path to the end of suffering can extend to many lives, about which every individual rebirth is subject to karmic conditioning. Craving, ignorance, illusions, and its effects will disappear gradually as progress is made on the path. Little piece of light will be in our faces. Okay? Now, what do I think about all that? Well, I'm not a Buddhist, although Buddhism is attractive to me because there's a certain quality of society that I come from, I must say. Let me just pick up on that word, which is serenity. Now, third of the 12 steps are, I mentioned family mentioned in a couple of our shows already. Now, the reason the 12 steps work is because they're a spiritual tool. And they teach us to take things one day at a time. If you could take your suffering, whatever is making you suffer, and you could just deal with it 1 second at a time, 1 minute at a time, maybe 1 day at a time, you might get through it more easily. And so that's what happens, literally 1 day at a time. The other thing, of course, is that we don't control our lives. It's another thought. And though we've been given free will by God, how much of our will is actually exercised in our life? How many of us are actually using our free will? Many people feel like victims, who feel that they don't have any choice in their lives. Many, many people feel they're just lucky to have a job. They have one and they're not going to go for the job. Many people feel that they're the victim of circumstance. My parents grew up in the Great Depression in America in the 1920s. And they were definitely victims of circumstance because, who would have guessed that would have happened? Now, your children growing up in this madness of COVID, what do you do with it? How do you deal with it? How do you handle it? What's the way do you deal with it? A serenity prayer, which I found very useful in my own history of going to various, workshop therapists, 12 step programs, whatever I could do to heal my inner self, right? And it says that it is to let go and let God. The principle is a serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So basically, you're not in charge, so stop crying. The courage to change the things I can, yes, you can do it. Right? And the wisdom to know the difference, that really does, my friends, make all the difference. When you get the ego out of the way, and that's it, the ego says, well, I can do it, I'm going to do it, I'm the one, I can take care of everything, it's my call, I'm going to do it. It's wrong. Ego lies. The negative ego lies a lot. So we have to be courageous enough to really look at ourselves and say, what is it I can do? How can I make it better enough? What can I do even if one thing? For some people who have health problems, they have never thought about going to a spiritual practitioner. A natural doctor, an integrated doctor, they may have never thought of it never crossed their mind. But then, you know, why not try something new? See what happens. A lot of people believe that what you put in your mouth ends up how your body is. There's a huge disconnect somehow. So people get diabetes and they wonder why they have diabetes. What are they eating, right? And diabetes is a direct related to what I eat. There's no mistake about that. I have a friend, she's going blind, which is diabetes, can't control eating, she's going to go to therapy, look at herself, because, you know, her inner self is very back to her. And she refuses to acknowledge any responsibility for her part in her obesity and her illness. She goes to the gym and works out. And she tries to diet, but she won't go back to the original root cause of why she's big, why she's and the woman said to her, you either eat the cake and you're blind, or deal with it. You know, and that was really appropriate to say. Of course, that's denial. They realize they bring up their own suffering. So my question to the audience tonight is, where you bring about your own suffering? You know, who's in charge of your suffering? Is it you? Are you the one that is holding on to the ex that left long ago and is not in and has made it very clear? I had a client that came to me, well, names, of course, all my clients, that I would never share personal details. So I change it up a bit, but I still make my point. So she had a quick relationship with a married man. Her first mistake. You want to get involved in suffering, get involved with a married man. Number two, he decided to go back to his wife, as they did, right? Number three, he was convinced he was coming back to her, and that was he could not hear no, not that. And every little nuance, they were together, which didn't work. So every little nuance of him around, she felt like, I really couldn't that. I thought it years to talk to this woman. And she's delusional enough. And suffering greatly because of it. I believe that this man was going to leave his wife in the past. Many times, you will leave your wife or their girlfriend and create a new relationship with you, only turn around and do you create a third relationship with your girlfriend and one wife. So when you begin to understand psychology and you understand the way that people work, and we don't all have psychology degrees, but it would help. It would help a lot. You know, don't choose people who are unavailable. That's your first call to action. But if someone's interested in you, they make it clear they're interested. Don't just immediately get involved. Find out about them. You know, old fashioned in this day. It was an old fashioned idea. But it really is the reason why a lot of people break up. They don't ever really get to anything serious. So, you know, sometimes people do best. Not always, sometimes. So, people are suffering with heartbreak. And I know that people are suffering because they come to the reason. I would definitely recommend having a reason because it will put in perspective. You can get information from me or whoever you go to, but from your guide as well. People who know you best from your world. I want to mention things like Bach Power Remedies, which I'm holding up for a while on YouTube. It's on Instagram. These little Bach Power Remedies, this one's large, this one's little. Remedy too. These are perfect for people suffering emotionally. And I do give you a little, what the problem is, right? It'll say what the essence is, the flower remedy, the positive potential, the feeling that you have. So if you're hiding your trouble under smile, then you take agrimony, which is an essence which will make you feel more open. and the breeze is beautiful, beautiful. This is beautiful medicine, non-toxic. I can get some of it, you can't get you pregnant because it has a little bit of alcohol in it. Some of it is absolutely perfect. You could even give it your cat. So, you know, here's the box flower remedies, and you'll find them online. We also therapy remedies. Here, I'm holding up here for stress. Here it is on the Instagram. It's stress. And this is Tisserand, which I think is a British company. You can, may not. You just take it, a little ball, just put it in your, put it right where you put some perfume on your list. People who need them. I mean, this is so inexpensive. Any of these things cost about $5, maybe £5 for me. I can find them in most of the health stores, as I said. Foods here in the UK sell them, and they usually say the box flower, and also just around stuff. Even TK Maxx, you can find them in, or TJ Maxx, as it's known in America. So the shape of your heart should be a little bit better now as we go back and empower ourselves. Situations. What if that is the case? What if I want to be this great poet or artist? You think, well, I need to be great about, so maybe I'm going to create before I ever get to this point, or I'm going to create some really interesting things that are going to help me to become a great poet, a great artist. I say this to you, if Bob Dylan didn't have a heartbreak, what would he write about? If, you know, really the truth of any great writer, artist, dancer, you know, painter, songwriter, you have to have something to bring up passion, which is why the Buddhist thing may be a bit extreme for people. I'm a passionate person. I'm an artist myself, a writer, poet, and I don't want heartbreak. I did remember one, I had a therapist, and she said, you know what, she could write. Maybe this is why I'm happy. Because when I was young, I loved to write poetry, and I've written a lot of poetry in my life, and I've had it published too, some of it. And I found it is just so funny that for this. Now, this little thing, I'm going to show it to my son. Here it is. I created this when I was about 15, maybe 14. And so it's on canvas. It's a poem I wrote. It was very, you know, very blue. About probably broke up with a boyfriend or had a but something like that when I was a teenager. And so I made this. And this is a poem coming out of heartbreak. And I thought, well, I'll read it to my body. I mean, you have to remember, I was 15, maybe 14, but it was blue. That's and I put it aside. I, ultimate, all embracing, I seek cellophane, breath, somber, rude, ocean, life, abysmal, intriguing. Blue, blue, the rainbow of the world. It paints our thoughts. Feels its own. Passionate, yet passive. Mundane, yet moody. Lethal, yet luminous. There it is. Right. You may not be the poet laureate, but there it is. Anyway, so I've been just investigating the fact that my therapist said that to me, and I remember that I was pretty big. You know, lovelorn, worried about or thinking about or feeling anxious, and it kind of got up and out of me. And once I wrote it, I did feel better. And that's one of the things I really like about writing. Taken from. Hello, Amy. How are you? Hi. Somebody join me. This is all about, I'm trying to wait here, but it's not. Oh, there it is. No. Okay. I'm doing tonight. The podcast. So I want to know what our pain can teach us. Lovely, found this again on the internet. Carrie Bentelli is a medical professional and yoga instructor based in Taiwan. And this is what she wrote about. She's a healer trying to help people. So here we go. We're going to come up to about 20 minutes after the show. We have all heard this and heard again. It is not what happens, but rather what we do with our pain that defines us. Some of us choose to step down for a while. Sometimes that will be needed. But if the last year keeps from living, kind of off from hurt, yes, but also from joy. Your heart will heal. Always has the capacity to find peace. It takes time, sometimes a long time. Sometimes there's a part that will always remain sore, so we will never feel that around us, offering us support, giving us a break. A lot of people do this. They just push people away, and they don't want to know, and they hide away, and they never come back. And I have never been in school by people. Because you're here to experience life. There's a lovely, lovely quote enters you. So it's true, you know, the world is the place where life enters you. In astrology, we have a thing called Chiron. And Chiron is the wounded part of us, the wounded healer part of us. And if you look at the myth of Chiron, you see. Thank you, and she agrees with what I said. You know, you see that God was a great healer and teacher. You don't make a God, someone who's not immortal, immortal easily. So they went to use a big head and a big honcho God. And they said to him, will you make God? I really love him. He taught Apollo. He taught term and language. You know, he was just very ill, taught herbal medicine to one and eventually what happens is that they all love it. They all want to be this mortal. Okay. So they put it to you and said, I'll think about it. I don't do this easily, so let me think about it. So one day he looked up in the cave. He was half man, half earth. It was a centaur. Centaurs are very, very smart. Okay. And it's interesting because astrology, centaur is also represented by Sagittarius, which is one philosopher. So, so that's interesting too. But anyway, so here we are. So, Hercules is coming up to see the hill, which is very from it. And this cave. And Chiron came out of the cave hearing him. And Hercules was just throwing his javelin on the earth and walking with him and picking it up, throwing and digging it up. And what happened is he threw it and he tripped. And as he tripped, boom, you know, the javelin hit right in the thigh. And so Chiron easily healed himself. Pulled up the jump and put some herbs on, and he was fine. Zeus decided at that moment to become immortal, which means that he was then transferred to having in that pain forever. So he can never heal himself. Everybody's got a Chiron with their wounds. And it's fascinating to do an astrological chart. Where someone's confident and they're kind of a suffer in that department where it is. And it's to teach them. Our unbelievable teacher and our pain, our suffering is the greatest teacher. part of all. And so even though we hate it, even though we want to do it, even though it's seriously inconvenient, you know, and also it's something that we get victimized by, and it has lives and this, that, and the other. The truth is our pain can teach us. So it is your pain and suffering that we grow. If we're challenged, how do we grow? If we fail, how do we learn? And that's true. If we will never fall, how will we ever know how to? What do I need to learn here? What is the lesson of this experience? So she writes, what our pain can teach us. Sorrow, hurt, pain. It will be given. They open you to feel. The deepest feeling I've ever had in my life was when I lost one of my boyfriends and my heart was open. And 20 years later, I lost another boyfriend of mine and my heart burst open even deeper. And it's supposed to give you a connection to that. Very strong. So that's another thing that came from the experiences. Okay, so they open you to allow the rawness of your day to be illuminated. Sensitive on an open heart. Pain works the crowbar. And I just said, exposing all parts belong to be soothed. Without it, you may remain hidden, closed, walled off to the world of feelings of love. A heartache that just opens you wide, even if you don't like it, definitely don't want it, hits you to feel if you let. There are those who take their hurt, stuff deep down and cover up with anger, fear, and worry. They remain at arm's length themselves. Others, they numb their mind, heart, body. Treat the discomfort with mind power. Things that move distance that create a vast divide. They don't reach into the recesses of the aching heart. They need flashlight attention. Instead, they remain frozen with pain, emotionless love. And in part, you're not about being frozen. Many people who have been wounded, hurt, especially in love, but anyway, you know, you have post-traumatic stress, which makes you feel frozen. But emotional heartache, that kind of pain, can shut you down so deeply that you will never feel anything again. And I have been in places in my life where I don't have any feelings. I have no feelings. And that's the sign that I immediately took myself back to my therapist to allow myself to feel. Sometimes you're so traumatized by what goes on, especially if you're an empath and an sensitive like I am, but I know many, you know. It is so overwhelming that you really can't go on. And some people do take their own pain through suffering. Because they didn't work out. Maybe they didn't look at it. Or maybe they didn't think they could go to therapy. They could go to free therapy, even if it's a program. A lot of them are on. Oh, this is a big, fat message from the universe for me. What is this teaching? So I'll go back to this, right? If we can all shine love on pain, that's a good breath of the day. Kind of world we could learn, we could live, love, grow, be grateful for a pastor by saying, bless you, she means on the street. Thank the green leaves on the trees above, recognize the air, the sun, as it kisses you off and skin. So when we see someone heartbroken, we would choose to embrace them and look at gaze right into the gigantic tears that we understood. Beautiful, raw expression, ability to feel. What's more beautiful than that? Facing a pain is the only way you can heal. And that is true, right? Walk the path that leads us from one place to another, a place that is softer. When you give birth, the pain of having a baby, you know, it is eliminated like magic fairy dance that the baby arrives. But if the baby is well and the baby is born and 10 fingers, 10 toes, everything looks good, you are extremely grateful. And that helps you to forget the pain. It doesn't take it away, but it does help. And I think that's the deal, to deal with the pain. Not, you know, depression is terrible. Depression is one of the worst things you can do. Sometimes as a child, you have to repress really, really horrible pain that you just have to deal with. That's what hypnosis does. You can bring up a lot of these old experiences and get them up and out of you. The body keeps cool. The body keeps score of every incident, every heartbreak, every trauma, whatever happened to you. So the magic records in heaven. So nothing is forgotten. They hurt. Right. But unfortunately, when you don't forgive, you are still currently tied to that person and that event. And sometimes that event can be repeated, maybe through other people. So you re-experience pain again and again and again and again. And that is hell on earth, my friend. That is nowhere you can be, right? And I think that moving towards healing is not saying that what they did to me, especially people, adults have been sexually abused or beaten up or raped or anything that happened to me as a child. But, you know, my father was adopted. And my mother rightfully said to him, these children are adopted. Some children will never get adopted. But, you know, he just marked himself in the victim of, well, I was adopted, and therefore, you know, I didn't have a great childhood, and their father to this child. You know, he was. And he used the excuse for 19 years. One day decided to find his real mother, which he told him. And so he never came back to see my daughter, and then he never walked. He tried once when she was about 10. And it was, even though I screamed him that if you're coming back to be in life for a day here, I want you to call him. And not me, I don't want a relationship with him, but she could have a father in her life. And I said to my daughter, you're beautiful, you're whole, you don't need anyone else. You know, if you have me, I will never, ever be you. Never be, you won't have me. So he showed up and spent about a day in her. The first thing he said to her is that she was back. He also said the same thing to me the minute he saw me after I was born. I carried a baby in my sister, and of course, I gained weight like a mother does. And I just thought, you know, this undercurrent of make both of us glad about it is really how you feel about yourself. It's called projection. Look up. The psychological term, people who can't deal with feelings project their bad feelings on other people. So he left, I thought, good. We don't need any of that in our lives. I certainly didn't. One day I had started on Instagram, 19. I wrote to him and said, she's saying, is this him? She mentioned his name, and I said, yeah, that's him. Majority of stupidity involved. And I just thought, okay, you know what? We're just nipping in the bud right now. And I wrote to him on Instagram and I said, you don't have the right to stop her. Like, you gave her that right when she was born and you could be bothered to have it anyway. A, in anything. What, now you can show up? I'm not welcome here. So this is what happened. The daughter behind the bound created a relationship with him, right? And she wanted to get to know him. And I guess she had the right to do that. I to be honest, I was very afraid of her. You know, like the guy is no good and you're just going to be hurt. Something said to me, you know, I could to get this out. Give her space to explore what this is. And sure enough, you know, he let her down plenty. But he also came to her other way. You know, and he did go to see his biological mother. He had created a relationship with her, finally. You know, and I guess that helped both his demons and say created healing for her. I told him that he needed her, but you know, he's not going to listen to me. But another thing about my daughter is, you know, this is the difference between a person who's a creature and a person who's a demon. It's less. So now, this is a couple of years later, my daughter's 24, she created a better relationship with him. Not because she created it, because she basically gave us an ultimatum and told that, you know, you're not allowed to live unless you grow up and back for something. And you're good to me, nice to me. And so he has given her money and helped her. Bossing for that as a choice. You know, what is he the right choice for me? No. But you know, that's how I suffered that all by myself. I raised my daughter completely on my own family here. And I didn't get much family from my own family. So now that she's grown up and now that she's 24 and she's happy and she's got a lovely boyfriend who's together and found where she is, I go back and say, you know, I did great. She's beautiful and she's wonderful. She has, you know, a great job and she's happy. More do you want for your children, right? And I think she's responsible and she watches me do all my stuff. I did everything, right? So, her greatest teacher, not him, me. The suffering that I went through was all her greatest teacher. My mother, what not to do as well. And I think that's what parents are. We are teachers to our children. You know, I couldn't tell her what to do with her life. I allowed her to make decisions. And so, you know, what was the suffering? You have to really get and ask ourselves, what are we learning from these situations? I learned to let go. I was everyone's caretaker, I was everyone's mature. That was my job, and what I was doing just out of sheer love, right? Sheer want, and sheer desire. And it was killing me. I was just too much going on, and my body got bigger and bigger and bigger, and we didn't know that I had Hashimoto. So, you know, slowly but surely, I had to take all of that back and work less and take more care of myself. And I want to make sure that people get whatever they can from whatever I've learned in my life. I do see one of Instagram, Haliona. I see you there. My husband. And, of course, Amy. Amy's saying, you did great. She was strength for sure. Thank you. I think that's true too. Thank you very much. I'm not here to brag. I'm not here to gain some kind of accolade. I'm only here really as a teacher, you know, and that's what I am. I'm a healer and a teacher, and that's what I do. You know, it's the way that I do it. If you enjoy the podcast, why are we suffering? Look at how we can let one like God, right? Serenity Prayer if you need to. That's by Reinhold Niebuhr from 1921. And she does the program every day all over the world. And give our remedies. Meditate. You know, meditation is a great cure for so many things, especially anxiety. Even 5 minutes a day, I teach on how to physically, you must meditate. You know, tune into that higher realm. And so, right? Religion really glorifies suffering. And I went just and five, you know, he was nailed to the cross. And like the church glorifies, you know, like, you know, Jewish guilt. You know, the Jews wandered in the desert of South Korea, and then they finally, you know, and they, you know, they did what they needed to do, what happened in the Holocaust. Absolutely wow. All these things should never have happened. They absolutely must have been totally right? But martyrs, we have to rise up and find ways to heal. And healing is what God would want for you. Than anything else. I think this is loving God or whatever. So I do believe that the time for victim and being disempowered is over. But the Aquarian Age, which is starting at the end of this month, and moving to Saturn and Jupiter, moving into Aquarius. Aquarius is knowledge. The key words of Aquarius. I know. And Aquarius is not necessarily endeavors and friendship and hope and wish. And it is my sincere hope and wish that people will stay in the good, that they learn to empower themselves. We are great spiritual souls, not weak spiritual. Okay? The media would have believed the biggest lies and nonsense out there. Gates wants to vaccinate the whole world so he can not only make money, he can control everything. He can kill off the population. That's all in their Georgia guy system. Yes. And it's nonsense. And it's, but he's a psychopath, you know, and he got a lot of people underneath him. He's got a lot of people. President Trudeau, Minister Trudeau is one of his minions. I'd say Boris Johnson is another. Okay, and of course, Trump is not there, but you know, Biden might be. We don't know. So we have to be going on, not just in our own nation and our own life. Well, if you have children, you definitely don't want that name. You know, with keenness, crap. And so here is the more victims we have, the more sheep we have. The more sheep we have. Tell me what to do, Governor of my day. Tell me what to do, my president or my minister. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. I can't think from here. You are a powerful soul. Come to this planet to learn about love, give love, and to educate yourself in every way you can. You're not here just from time to time, you are here to empower yourself and other people. You are part of a family system that's going on from the beginning of time. You may have incarnated in this family, okay? For some people, like myself, it's to become a healer. For other people, it's to be really part of that family, isn't it? I'm not part of my family. God did teach me everything. So, you know, my all generations that come after me have the DNA of my parents as well as mine. You understand? So we never really are separated from these ancestral inheritances that we have. But many of our ancestors have had terrible, terrible lives. Many. And so really good people is things like I love constellation work, I also have progression. I really have many lives. And I have seen for myself many lives because I am a regression. I've gone to I've addressed thousands of people in my career. And you change your life to see that some of the things you're suffering from are actually from life is not going to get healed. Basically, if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. Why do we back illnesses or trauma or issues from previous times? Because we need to go through the process, the learning process of healing. So, Mark, you take you to share your email. I think we're all out of time. Let's just check here on World Talk Radio. We are just about out of time. Okay. So, if you have any questions about tonight's show, please get in touch. You can email me at cafeesoterica at gmail.com, or you can email me at the ship of my heart by Sean M. Cohen at gmail.com, or find me on Facebook under Sean Margaret Cohen. And please come into our Facebook group, which is under the shape of my heart. Go to Facebook, the shape of my heart, and you'll find us there. That it's a private group. Nobody else can come in there and And so what goes on there stays on in there, basically. Next week, we're going to do divorce, children growing up in your family, or separate parents, and how it affects the child's future. We're going to look at that, and I think that's really important. Everything I'm touching on these 12 weeks is really important for emotional well-being. And so most marriages, I'd say one in three marriages in divorce. Well, I don't, sweetie, because it's already late here. You know, I know you're in America, but it's late here. I would have time tomorrow if you want to get in touch. Okay? I could do one tomorrow. Let me just go back to what I was saying. Sorry, I was talking in there. So we have next week is divorce, children growing up in different families, or parents of differences, and how this shapes the future of their own lives in the future. That's it for today's show. I hope it's been helpful. Remember that you don't have to suffer. Suffering is optional. For your mea culpa, more attention seeking than it actually is suffering. What is the point of suffering? The lesson is wrong. For whoever you have loved for 1,000 years and they have come into your life, time to grow up and let go. I have known people who have complete fantasy relationships. And these relationships, I have a client who used to come to the law, and she lives here in London, and it was just a complete fantasy the entire day. She spent 4 years of her life completely fantasizing about another person. She's a woman. She wants the fantasy because they can't deal with the reality. They want the fantasy because they'd have to do stuff like grow up, go, mature, put themselves out there. They're too scared to. And that's really, it's not a shame. It's tragic. When you go to heaven, you look at your life. Here's what happens. You get a life review. And imagine you're standing next to God and go to, you spend 4 years fantasizing about this woman who's not even dead. If you're too scared to have a real relationship, you either have terrible trauma in your child. We need to do therapy and work on yourself, Perhaps you might have to work on your looks too. Perhaps you might have to get healthy and feel good about yourself. Every person on this planet deserves real love. Okay? And there are people lining up out the door waiting to love you. But you have to love yourself. And that's all there is to that. No magic tools, no magic mumbo jumbo. See these old black magic. Oh, my lover came back after I went to see Obi-Wan Kenobi. Well, good luck. that lover is the guy of the Melina. You know, truth, the heart is the truth of who you are. It's part of suffering. You need to find out what. You need to find out what it's going to teach you and why you're going to carry on. If you don't like the lesson, well, you ask it. We create our lives. We have free will. Our free will is what is creating every single moment of our lives. And that powerful message will let you with you the best good night, good day, good morning, wherever you are. Come back next week and do join our Facebook group because it's amazing. And we have some nice stuff going on there. And I'll see you all same time, same place next week. I'm going to goodbye to my lovely guys. I'm going to try and end the video. There it is. Okay. And I'm going to just come out of the radio and play it out with a beautiful song by Taylor and John Lawn called Night Winter Year, and it's called The Blue Jay. And it's a beautiful song to play. And here we go. The next class. gorgeous. I love them. I love them. Okay. I wish you all well. Stay well. Stay happy. Get happy using some of the technology in terms of mentioning like flowers, essential oils, things that are easy, not expensive, and help you get well and heal, from emotional pain. I'm sending love to you all and see you next week. I'm going to end.